Hey people, once again it is a Sunday and I've been playing Super Mario Odyssey with my daughter all morning. She's still playing. We finally got to Metro City, which is New Donk City. If you've played it, you know that how cool that is. That aside though, this is episode 121, and this episode was the first time someone other than myself really booked an interview. Tom the Silver Badger reached out to a couple of guys from a local St. Louis Blues podcast, of which there are many, and I had no clue of that. But it was Steven and Ian of Two Guys, No Cup. Fun play on words. And I didn't really have much expectation going into it because I didn't know, because I had not talked to the guys. I had not really got to listen to much of their episodes. But I can tell you from here on out, I will listen to their episodes because they're hilarious guys. They didn't think they were going to be hilarious coming in. In fact, Steven sandbagged on us. He was, once he found out we had a game, he was convinced he was going to lose. And I got to tell you, one thing I forgot to say at the end of the episode, it was actually the first time there was a tie for the win, and we didn't give a tiebreaker since both of our guests, and it was the two highest scores. But that's because at the end of it, Tom brought a good bit of trivia to the podcast, which he does, which he's so inclined to do. But it was first time it was specifically for a guest. So a lot of firsts on this episode. One thing I will say is I did feel bad at the end of it after it was over because we found out their chosen professions. And let's just say Steven's not going to be in a line of work where you drop a lot of F-bombs. And I dropped a lot of F-bombs. But he took it in stride, man, and it was a good time. We went over, much like this intro, we went over time quite a bit. And it was okay, though, but because it was a very sports-centric episode. So if just know that going into it. But there's a lot of comedy wrapped into it. These guys were really, really good guests. And I look forward to being podcast buddies with them. And I got a feeling Tom, he's probably going to at some point go see them because they got a lot in common. Not just hockey, soccer, just good St. Louis people. Good St. Louis podcasts. Support them by going to @twoguysnocup and follow them and tell them that you're following them. Tweet us both. Say, hey, I'm @therapcast, @twoguysnocup, all spelled out. It was a good episode and following both of you and I'm listening to both of you because we like to hear that. It's friends making more friends. That's fun. That said, let's get all this out of the way. This episode is always brought to you by Mid Rivers Mall. Oh man, I am butchering this one. It is brought to you by the Beer Sauce Shop at 318 Mid Rivers Mall Drive. There you go. They've got over 500 individual craft beers, more every week. They've got 8 beers on tap, changing all the time. They've got over 25 craft, independently owned whiskey from local and extended distilleries. They've got wines. They've got thousands upon rubs and sauces, and it's always worth going there. I got a feeling we're going to be going and setting up there here pretty soon because we do it about once a month as per our partnership, and we get some beer as per our partnership, and we enjoy each other as per our friendship. In addition to that, we're also sponsored by the Bomber Jackets. Go to www.mybomberjackets.com. He had a really good Valentine's special, which I think's already expired. It was 30% off, which if those are the best specials and promos you could get, but if you in between them, just use our promo code, RAPCAST15, and save 15% on your entire purchase. We've got some big news coming up, and I'm going to get Alex back on during that big news because, or after that big news, because I think the little hint, I think the promo code's going to have to change. So that's all I got. I know this was a long-winded intro. Here's the episode. Long-winded episode. Very fun episode. Really, really welcome surprise to Tom. Tom's allowed to book guests if he wants, I guess. I mean, he is truly the number two plus a couple of spots, I think. I just can't dub him number two. I just got to let him kick and claw. That's what makes him so good. He's fighting for that second spot. I'm done. Here comes the music. Thanks. Back and it is a we've got guests this week and I'll get to guests in a second. What's not here is not Bender and not the Flop. So to my left is the Silver Badger, Tom.
What's up, party people?
And then directly across of me I have Steven.
Hey.
And in the Tom's normal spot, so it's a little bit of a problem for me today. Is Ian.
What's up?
Not Ian. Don't fucking call him Ian.
No.
It's the two guys in the name of the Two Guys No Cup, a local St. Louis Blues podcast.
That's true.
I wanted to jump in cold open because I think we were on to some good conversation. And I didn't want to ruin it. Before we start talking, I want to tell you guys about something. You're going to be the first guest, real guest, Turner didn't count, that we do a game every week. And because he brought a trivia game for you at the end, here's the game. It's the most subjective, non-rules-laden right. game.
That's the only one I want to play.
We're a drinking game. Yeah. For people that listen at home, not while you're driving. That'd be wrong. We're a drinking game. So if you hear us do things like if I say something – like, I give to hyperbole, I'll say something's the greatest thing ever, you got to take a drink. If Tom refers to anything wrestling, you take a drink at home. So what we also do is at the beginning of the episode, we tell people you got to pick a winner. So if your person doesn't win the game, you have to kill your beer or your vodka or whatever you're drinking. Or if your person does win, you make that rule. But so you guys are going to be the first guys to play it with us as guests. So
let's remember, so basically it's around the horn. And Tony Rowley is the scorekeeper who plays the game, too. So it's totally fucking great.
Yeah, it's fair. The worst game in the world. And you guys are going to play. But here's the bright side. His trivia questions factor into it. So there's a good chance that one of the two of you are going to win it. Because I'm not participating in the trivia. So, yeah. So that,
you can at least try?
Oh, fuck no. Come on, dude. I grew up in southeast Missouri with no access to hockey. Oh, not even a remotely... Like, I didn't even know there was a Blues team until I was, like, 12, and they said, do you want to go to a hockey game? I'm like, where the fuck does hockey exist? Are we going to New England? I don't know what's going to happen. And they're like, no, we have a team in St. Louis. I'm like, amazing. I was blown away. So, and then I moved over to the other side of the state in my... later years, like college years, and that you know you don't know any. Your Kansas City Chiefs fans are Cardinal fans. That's it. Nothing.
Did you ever go to a Blades game up there when they had that?
There was no Blades when I was up there, of age to drive up there. My dad certainly wasn't driving me up there, so, unless he had like a 12-pack of beer on the way. So right. Yeah, we weren't doing that. But that said, that's enough about us. We're here to talk about you guys. So Tom reached out.
Yeah, right. So I found you guys. I think were following me first on Twitter.
Yeah,
and I have no idea why. Like, I'm not that funny. I make my.
No, like, I'll agree with all that.
I make my three or four like terrible Blues jokes a game, and I saw you guys were following me. So we have made a conscious effort to start getting more guests, and I thought I love the Blues.
And this is his first booking.
This is my first booking. Oh, yeah. Jeremy is
humble. Yeah, we're very honored.
Yeah, Jeremy has challenged me and Bender and Missy to be more proactive in the podcast. Oh, guys,
one of them is my wife. I'm not challenging her to anything. The fact that she lets me do this every week, sometimes twice a week, that's a challenge enough.
Yeah. So I started listening to your guys' podcast. Like the last three episodes, you guys do a great job. And,
thank you.
Of the 10 or 12 Blues podcasts out there, you're the one I stuck with the most. So
we have that many Blues podcasts?
There's a lot out there.
There are a lot.
Way more than you think.
Royal Rumble? Is that? I mean, maybe we just all get in the middle of the ring.
That'd be great.
All right.
So how about you guys go and take it from the beginning? How you guys become friends? What made you decide to start a podcast?
Okay.
Trials and tribulations
you
of all that.
Start or you want me to?
Let's hear your take. What you think happened?
Let's start with it. Who came up with the idea to podcast in the first place?
It was a little mutual, I think. It was kind of just over a period of time, especially last year. I think
fans of podcasts before you.
Yeah, fans of podcasts and fans of hockey.
And we were talking. No. Listen, we interrupt people. You can't hear it, but I'll push the button. That's Benderruption, because our guy's name's Bender, and he constantly interrupts. But so you guys, and we talked about it a little bit, but you guys, lifelong friends?
High school.
I'm not doing the St. Louis thing of where'd you go to high school, but you guys, that's
what we're going to talk about it pre-show.
Yeah, we got it out of the way. Yeah. So you guys were friends, and both of you listened to podcasts, and then...
Yeah, as I say, I listened a lot to the Steve Dangle podcast. It's one for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Sure, yep.
A really big one. Enjoyed it a lot, sort of ran to it, listened to it all the time, and we sort of talked about, hey, it'd be cool to have a Blues one. There's a lot of Blues ones out there. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are, I'm glad you stuck with ours, because a lot of them actually seem fairly professional. Ours is a lot of just yelling. Our last podcast was a lot of angry yelling, and so...
That's our take on it. Yeah. I mean, for one, if there are a lot of Blues podcasts out there and they are professional, I mean, none of us are sports centers. So I would rather hear the other guy. You know, there's plenty of options out there to listen to a professional. Yeah. I want to sit down and hear the guys that would be like me and Tom, only Tom would have someone that knew a lot more about it than he was talking
Blues Nation, for lack of a better term, or the Bluesers out there, it's hard to find a balance between. comedy, having fun with the team, and then like going off the crazy end.
Yeah.
Like, we all have our blues friends who are like, they gotta get rid of Boomies or he fucking sucks. And after hearing that like too many times.
Just to give you guys an idea, I'm gonna give him a point for the accurate impression of the average blues fan.
All right, well, that's a point. Actually, here's a real question.
Could've put in Bergwijn's
about yeah, exactly. The roulette wheel. Yeah. Roulette wheel. How do you guys spell Bluesers, by the way? Because I've had debates on Twitter about this. I think it's Bluesiers, but some people feel going, yeah. Some people think it's Bloo,
like Hoosier, only with a BL.
Yeah,
those people are stupid.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, see, I'd spell it that way.
Phonetically, it makes sense, but it's a play on the words.
Oh no, yeah.
I've literally gotten into Twitter debates about this. So.
Written out.
Seems like Twitter. Seems like the Twitter.
So we have some friends in Springfield, Missouri that I've known them for a while, but now they're podcast partners or friends that they have a podcast called
the Geekaholics.
The Geekaholics. They don't do as much anymore, but shout out to them nonetheless. We have a bet this season. We picked a handful of teams each, and it's whoever overall who does better. The loser has to go to the town of the winners and take them out to the brewery of the winner's choice. So.
I totally forget who he picked.
I think it's on Twitter somewhere. I guarantee you Charlie knows. We have the Blues and they have the Sharks because he's a Sharks fan, so I know that.
I know we got the Oilers. Gross. That was that was a poor pick on my part.
God, I don't even know. Oh, that speaking of Twitter debates, they were tweeting at one point or something, and
I got attacked by a random Florida Panther fan.
Yeah, Florida Panther fan on Twitter.
It was the most random shit ever.
That's the strangest thing about Twitter, from even our minimal use of it, is just that you'll say something about the Predators. And then a Predator fan will now hate you.
Yeah, they just come after you nonstop.
Were you even at least tweeting about the Panthers, or was it just...
So, I think it was the game we played down there, and they beat us, I think, 5-2 or something. But before the game, I think I tweeted at maybe Jeff Jones, like, do they still throw rats on the ice there? And I was not trying to be a smartass. Yeah. I was legitimately questioning that. And then after the game, the next morning, some guy goes... Yeah, we still throw the rats, and you suck.
Okay. That was that to for those that don't know, that was 96 when that started.
Yeah,
I believe.
And so I got a little snippy, like, "Hey, well, you won last night, but your team is still a fucking disaster. Your front office sucks." And then it got into this whole. So he retweeted that, and now I got like 6 or 7 Panther fans coming at me, and then I'm taking snapshots.
All 6. Yeah,
I did that. I took a snapshot of their attendance. and then the Geekaholics came in and had my back.
Yeah, they came in and defended him from the other side of the conference.
It was crazy. But at the end of the day, we made peace.
Good.
I said, I got no problems with the Panthers. I can name like 2 players.
Yeah, he backhanded compliment. He said, I got no problem with you guys are good fans. I mean, you're loyal to a losing team.
They make a lot of excuses.
All right, so you came up with the idea.
Yeah.
And was it like you just jumped right in? Did you get the logo? Did you?
No, it was a lot of dragging our heels.
Oh,
I mean, in terms of, it was all last year. It was pretty much, hey, we talk about hockey constantly. We laugh at each other a lot, so maybe this will work.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way to do it.
One of those things where it's like, we should really start that podcast. And it's
so
like,
Was it
like,
always going to be Blues?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was. It seemed like something we both know the most about. Them, right. Yeah.
Was there something about last year's team that set you off that you wanted to do a podcast?
No. That could have been any team season.
I think we just maybe started watching more because... Ian had been in college for a little later.
Yeah, about dragging your feet.
So I've been
6 years.
And we've been in separate cities, and so we started watching together in person a lot, and that's kind of how
it started. Did you end up getting your degree?
Oh, yeah.
And a point for going to college for 6 years.
Yeah,
6 so you can celebrate that. You can
6
celebrate.
Years for a math degree.
Oh, man.
Nice.
And what do you do now? What's the day job? You don't have to say where it is, but what do you do?
No, I work at Monsanto.
Oh, there you go.
God bless. Don't say that.
They can come at me. That's fine.
come at me, bro. I'm a math guy. I see all the angles. Yeah.
I got you. Yeah.
I give yourself a point.
All right. I'll do that. There we go. And a bell. So I got a couple of questions about the actual podcast before we get into it. So for one, well, I was a graphic design major is what I was. So who came up with the logo?
That was actually Ian's father.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Graphic designer.
Oh. I'll take.
He drew it. Yeah.
I've got a sketch that's a 5-year-old sketch of a circle with a stick figure cup And that's about as much art as I, as I have. But yeah, credit to my dad. He's actually a graphic
maybe
designer.
Maybe the world's first stick figure cup.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
Just a line, and then you make a little cup top where the head would be for a man, and you got it.
Absolutely.
So half a man's head.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, in the name, right away, did that stick? Oh, well, first off, I loved what you guys were arguing about earlier, so we'll get into let's get into the name thing, right?
All right.
So, the name, who came up with the name?
I think it was maybe me, or it just happened. It was we were debating for a long time.
I was
and then
watching
the
internet videos.
Yeah. It came up.
It just stuck.
We were debating for a long time, and then the minute we said that, we were like, oh, that's it.
And you
for
guys,
sure.
In the future, as you tell this story, say,
yeah.
Well, I was looking at Steven's web browser.
I'm just glad it was a tub girl that you guys got.
Yeah, that's great.
So what are you going to do? Okay, I've got it as the last question, but I want to get into it now because I want to talk.
Fair,
what happens?
Yeah.
Let's put on our optimistics hat, and let's say while podcasts are still a thing, the Blues are going to win a cup. So what happens with the name there?
When we're on Mars and they win a cup.
God.
Well, there's two options. You can either go plural and make it two guys, no cups.
Right.
Because it's true. All you do with the logo is you tilt the cup over, you have a real cup, and then to the side, you still have one that's in dotted line. So it's like you don't have the second one.
Yeah. I got an idea for you, too. And you don't have to use it. But and I'll write it out. You just do the no cup, and then you do the parentheses.
Oh, I do like that.
That's a good look on the logo.
Yeah.
I like it. I like
See,
it.
See, I think we're going to have to go that way. My second idea is just exactly what it is. It's two guys, one cup, but that's kind of,
So you're, what are you, 26 episodes in?
Oh, yes. I'm 29 episodes in, but I'm 26.
And your age. So at this rate, you got to only do one a year to keep the pace. So 26 episodes in, that's this season. You guys essentially started this season.
This off season, yeah.
What's the postseason plans?
Well, we started in the off season.
Yeah, we started exactly when you want to start a hockey podcast, middle of summer, when people really want that hockey news.
Yeah,
yeah, that's location, location,
right
location.
After the free agency, then.
We started the week of the draft.
Okay.
Yeah, the first thing we talked about was the Shen trade.
Okay.
So there was something to talk about.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
We're both obsessed with the off season. We like it as much or more than
you're like the most of America with the NFL off season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Exactly. So. That was kind of it served two purposes. It allowed us to focus on that, and it allowed us to kind of get to know what we were doing at all.
So will you cut back this off season, or will you stay?
We were doing once every 2 weeks in the off season.
That's smart. I was thinking once a month, once every two. That's smart.
Yeah,
we would do
we'll
like
do that
division
again.
Previews, talk about other teams and stuff, because there's that period from like July 8th.
Yeah, August is the dead zone.
And what you do in August is you guys come up with your own hot takes on your favorite hockey movies.
Something
to keep it going. And I'll come back in on that. Don't have me on yours. Take Tom if you guys ever need a guest, but never take me unless it's movies. And then I'm in. Like, I'll give you how many stats, you know, Emilio Estevez scored.
The best hockey movie is Youngblood. Let's not even.
That's a good one.
Oh,
that's
man.
A good one.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a point for Youngblood, because I love that movie.
It's got the most preposterous movie ending ever, where the guy scores a penalty shot with 1 second to go, then fights his nemesis, and then bangs the coach's daughter.
It is literally...
This is the Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, right?
No, that's Sudden Death.
That's Sudden Death. Okay.
No, this is preposterous. The C. Thomas Howell flick.
Oh,
no,
boy.
Oh, no, it was actually Rob Lowe.
Yeah,
not even...
This makes more sense.
It was not the poor man's Rob Lowe. It was actually Rob Lowe. Yeah. And he's a hockey player, amateur league, right? Or is
I think it's Canadian juniors.
Yeah, something.
And then the team captain is Patrick Swayze, and then he gets knocked out with a concussion.
Oh,
the
man.
Goalie of the team is Keanu Reeves with the worst French Canadian accent you could possibly imagine.
Or the best Keanu Reeves impersonation.
Yeah, and former St. Louis Blue, Peter Zezel is actually in the movie in a cameo.
This movie's getting better and better.
Oh, if you've never seen it, it's great. I mean, they're on their date with the girl. He makes the cliche. She's like, "Do you still have all your teeth?" He's like, "Yep."
The Paul Stastny movie.
There's also gratuitous nudity because they.
Oh yeah, that is true. I forgot about that. Yeah. That which makes sense why I watched it about 20 times.
Oh, it's so 80s.
I would have.
So 80s.
It probably came out when I was 10, 11. So you had to be young. Yeah.
I saw it for the first time like in the 90s.
Oh, God.
I
mean, no. Like a decade ago. I watched that shit when it dropped on VHS. I was like, hockey movie, fights, Patrick Swayze? I'm in.
That's good.
That's
so good. It's so bad.
Yeah, it's a good one. What is favorite hockey movie, though? Let's just get into that right now. Favorite hockey movie.
I love The Goon. It's terrible.
Have you watched the second one, though?
I have not.
See, I'd argue The Goon is not, you know, you were kind of going down the route of good, bad movie.
Yeah.
And that's a well-made movie.
Yeah, it is.
It's really good. It's a very good independent film.
I feel like anything with Sean William Scott or Sean Michael Scott. What's his name?
Sean William Scott. And I'm a fan. Hey, I can do no wrong.
I just feel like
opinion.
With some people, you have to like hedge your bets when you mention it.
I watched that movie with very low expectations, and it's a fucking good movie.
It is very good.
It really is.
Ian introduced me to that one, I stole it from him.
I think it's this generation slap shot. I mean, people didn't think of that. People were like, Paul Newman, hockey, and then it's a classic. I think Goon is a pretty much a modern classic on sports movies.
Goon 2 is okay.
Is it? You watched it?
I did. It's on Netflix now.
I know you said it took you kind of fell asleep halfway the first time. Exactly.
Always a good
What about you?
Yeah. I think for me, I don't know if you guys watch South Park at all. But on South Park, there was an episode where the little Pee-wee team takes on like the Detroit Red Wings.
Yeah, that's good.
And that's probably my favorite thing ever.
Stan's the coach.
All right, Steven, you're way behind.
I know, he's getting a point for
South Park hockey. His favorite
As soon as I knew there was a point game, I knew I was
saying. I gotta say, though, Simpsons hockey episode better than the South Park episode.
Oh, Bart versus Lisa?
Yeah.
That's a big one. It's a good one. Great. Lisa Bart's the best player, but Lisa starts playing and she's the best goalie.
At one point they tie Milhouse to the post and they just start taking slap shots at him.
I remember that.
And the best thing is how the fans are completely divided right down the middle as to who they're rooting for. So so how about this? I got another question for you. We were talking about rival, well, not rival, but other blues podcasts in the market. You guys do have a Twitter. Has that Twitter handle it raised the ire of any outside podcasts from other? Because I'm picturing the Blackhawks down to talk.
we got in a miniature fight with Patrico of 105.7. Accidentally, not our fight.
I've gotten into it with Patrico.
Okay,
very good. So this is a normal thing.
He's the biggest little guy in the world.
We were complaining.
Oh,
yeah, we were complaining about. It seems like every other song they play is a wrestling entrance theme.
Which I'm a wrestling fan.
I grew up a huge wrestling fan. I still am, but like, it just doesn't always fit the mood of the arena, and it's very generic.
Sure.
But I just said this in a tweet, and then somebody was like, "What are your thoughts, Patrico?" And then he was like, "Defensive." So is fine.
He's you,
same thing. That was our
biggest Twitter beef, though. But followed us afterwards.
Listen, on Facebook, I was actually defending the Blues because somebody wrote a smart ass comment about, oh, it's Pride Night and they play nothing but Cyndi Lauper and
Cyndi Lauper,
they
a
did
big
play
gay
Pride
icon
in the name of love.
Nice. Here, I want to tangent off into that to do it today because I was up super early today to do some traveling for my job, but I was listening to The Point at one point, and last night was The Point night for the Blues. And they were talking about, I forget my name for, but the girl that usually hosts all the little...
Angela.
Is it Angela? Yes.
Angela Sharp.
Oh, yeah.
His name, and the guy's name is some French name or...
Pascal.
Pascal,
yeah. I actually know both of them.
Yeah, well...
Pascal, I know for sure, was a grade school one.
So, you know, The Point took over all the stuff, and they do the little reviews. You can sign a survey of how good the night was. Mm-hmm. And they got one of their highest ratings was for The Point.
Oh, really?
Except, apparently, and Pascal was super helpful to The Point. Rizzuto and all of them said, and Rizzuto has the biggest problem with this because he's kind of OCD.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I was riding this emotional high. Even though Angela was kind of snippy to us the entire night.
Yeah.
And then he found out from someone in the Blues organization that she was constantly talking shit on them instead of helping them like Pascal was.
Yeah.
And she was jealous because she had done X amount of games in a row, and she thought it was stupid that they were letting someone else. And Rizzuto was like, I had a great night, but now all I can do is fixate on the one person that hated me.
That would be me too.
It was weird, though. Mm. They handled it kind of bad because Angela had a run where it was like she had done every game since like 2009, and that was the first game they didn't invite her. So I can see where she was a little snippy.
Yeah, but she was blaming...
This is... I don't think this is pick on Angela and I, but we have a weird Angela story from a game.
Oh, let's hear Angela's story.
This is like pro Angela, though.
Oh, no, it was delightful. But we were seated
close. All right, you get a point for being delightful on anything. That is for damn sure. Most points given so far.
We were seated much closer than we usually sit in a plebeian. We're usually in the plebeian section. I don't remember how we ended up as close section. As we
That's
were.
That's an extra point. But you're
with the pores. Yeah. That's right.
We were up for, not against the glass, but in like the front section somewhere. And
now, do you guys have, real quick, do you guys have like a 12-game pack or half
he
season?
He does.
Okay.
I didn't commit this year. I probably will next year.
Cool. Right on.
It was foolish of me to not take the plunge. But yeah, so we were up close and they were doing the vignettes close by, like up in the plaza behind us or something. And there was some woman near us. I don't remember exactly what she said at this point, but they're basically talking during the thing about, this is bullshit, like, this is a waste of time, whatever. Do you remember?
Yeah. I mean, she was real close to her yelling at Angela, pretty much.
Yeah. And so they do the vignette, they get done with it, and there's a few minutes break during the intermission or whatever it was, and a few minutes later Angela walks up to this woman, and it's clear that, I don't know if she's a season ticket holder or they know each other from like regular life or whatever, but she knows her name, and she's like, hey Pam, whatever your name is, I was hearing like somebody was telling me you had a problem or something. And it was very much like passive aggressive, like, oh, we want your experience at the Blues game to be as wonderful as
right.
possible.
Nice.
Wow. That woman, as much as you can sit in a seat and like run away,
yeah,
just verbally, she did exactly.
How did
that
lady just shrink down the fit completely and folded up seat?
That was great. She had her hands up. She's like, oh no, not me. Not me. Like, it was great.
You know, yeah. And in this instance, like Rizzuto said it himself, he goes, "Hey, we don't want the job." He goes,
"Right."
He goes, and I get if she was mad, but we were offered this package, and of course we wanted to jump on it because he goes, we love dealing with the Blues organization.
Yeah.
They've been super great to all of us. He mentioned his Patrico, and
yeah.
He goes, if she didn't like it, she's got to take it up with someone else and not constantly talk. He goes, and Moon even said, he goes, yeah, from what we've heard, it was constant and to multiple anyone that would listen.
Yeah.
That she was not happy.
Well, I will say with the Blues, I gave them major feedback last year when they took the announcing away from Tom Stillman, the PA, and gave
him
Patrico.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, man, I wrote a fucking scathing letter. I was that fucking guy.
Good for you.
And he's done. Now he's the DJ, and I think he's doing a great job.
That's how I felt. I remember a thing like, no. Like, you just don't have the voice that Calhoun has.
He also did it with the season ticket when they tried to change the way you get tickets and stuff. He wrote and then they... Didn't they acquiesce to you?
Every goddamn year, the Blues do something to piss me off. Yeah, the product on the ice is a much better.
Booing the Blues for you.
They've moved my seats around about. I've gone from a full season ticket holder to now I've done 12 games for the last probably 3 years. I've had some season tickets for the last decade.
Yeah.
About a decade at this point. And every year it's something like, oh, you can't sit in your seats for the playoffs. Oh, last year it was, well, we can't guarantee you every playoff seat. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I've been here for how many years? Yeah. And like, oh, the Winter Classic. I go, I guarantee you that half the people you got for the Winter Classic that just got the 12-game packs, so they get the Winter Classic tickets, they're not doing tickets next year. They're not going to have playoff games. Well, we got to hold them open. I'm sorry. I don't think we're going to be able to do it for you. Okay. You're going to call me in a week. 3 days later, they call me. Hey, good news. We got those games you won for the playoffs. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what would make you feel better about this whole situation? Is if you got me a beer.
I'll get you a beer. What do you want?
I don't care.
All right. Surprise you.
All right. Don't give me those hams. Don't surprise me with the hams. I don't want those. All right. So, hey, by the way, in case you guys were wondering, the other name that I had other than the Blackhawks down to talk was Red Winging It podcast. That was my two favorite things I came up with yesterday.
I'm going to hit that boo button right now.
I saw one the other day on Twitter that someone asked why no one had come up with a podcast called Distinct Kicking Motion, which I like. But I feel like that's a band name. That's certainly like...
That is definitely
that's a hipster band. They're at the Ready Room.
Five for Fighting. Say what you will about their music, but the band name is just about the best one out there.
That's pretty good. Probably Distinct Kicking Action would open up for Five for Fighting. I mean, I think that's a natural bill. All right. Well, I didn't write any other questions down because I knew we were about to jump headlong into sports at some point. I do want to come back at the end in our last segment we have, and we'll hit on some other St. Louis sports and some other sports and thing. But I know Todd. I don't even know who the fuck Todd is.
I've only been on these shows 100 episodes.
Yeah, it's context. Almost been 100, and I forgot his name. And
you're
going to
get a scathing letter.
I know. This doesn't happen often, but this is when I step back, and I'm not letting Jesus take the wheel, but I'm going to let Silver Badger drive and bail it out for the rest of the
day. For the record, you would never let Bender take the wheel, right?
Absolutely not.
So let's get into it. Let's talk about, I guess, first off, the trade today. Blue's getting...
Breaking over the wire.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to lie and say I know who this guy is. I thought it was a Russian prostitute at first, Nikita something. But it looks like he's...
a bell for that.
He's a KHLer free agent the Maple Leafs picked up about 3 years ago. You guys want to talk about it more and take it away?
Yeah, Ian's going to be the expert on this.
Yeah, Maple Leafs are kind of my second team now that I listen to so much Steve Dangle.
Okay.
You just absorb it.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, Steve Dangle is a great... I watch his blogs on YouTube. Yeah. I don't know.
No, he's great. Yeah. He's a great Twitter hockey personality.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've heard Nikita Soshnikov's name so many times just in that they knew they were going to trade him at some point that it's almost kind of like a fable character's come to life. Like, I've only heard of him, and now I'm going to see him on the ice here. And I'm like, huh? I think it was for, a 2019 fourth-round pick?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's nothing to give up for a guy I forget, he's had, has he had 10 goals in 70 games, less than that?
It was, 14 points.
So a guy that's going to get ice time, you're giving up.
Yeah.
Well, that's the big thing. To take away from it.
That's the thing, is it's pretty clear that he's expected to be right on the team. Like, there's not any... Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you guys, too. For a good chunk of our listeners, mm-hmm. who probably be a bit ignorant. You said he was from the KHL, right? Yes. That's where he's been playing?
Mm-hmm.
So he's been playing in... He wasn't drafted.
Okay, he wasn't drafted.
But he's been in the Toronto organization for 3 years.
So mm-hmm. what is the appeal to a player? I mean, the level of play in the KHL is pretty high, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not NHL level, but where would you rank it comparative to an NHL level?
KHL is as far as American sports go, none of the other sports have a parallel league that is, other than MLS, have a parallel league that is as close to their level of competition.
They're probably second. You got to say they're...
But a close second. So I don't think they're going to come over and run... A team from there is going to run rampant over here.
Right.
But it is unique in a sense that... For instance, the NBA has all these European leagues, mm-hmm. and they're not on par with the NBA.
Right. And even if you think about MLB versus the MPB, the Japanese baseball, that's a bigger drop from the NHL.
Because the Japanese league is probably, double A baseball?
Talent.
Maybe double and a half.
Yeah.
I think double A is a good way to look at Japanese baseball because there is talent over there.
Sure.
But it's unrefined talent.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of... upside.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas for AAA, you get a lot of AA guys will go into AAA usually in baseball and struggle, superstars.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's because they're facing crafty veterans that are rehabbing and things like that. So, that's a good comparison.
But the KHL is better than the AHL, I would think, right?
Yeah.
And the AHL is?
The AAA for hockey.
Okay.
Hockey league,
So it's in between. It's a half step in between.
I'd say the biggest difference is just that they use international ice, so it's wider.
Oh, I like that, too. The Olympic style, exactly. I like that, too.
I was watching an Olympic game, and we talk constantly about the international ice because it's always the thing you say about European prospects. But I always forget until I watch an international game
how much bigger
it looks. Yeah. There's so much space out there.
Hey, how about KHL players? They can make some bank over there,
They get paid pretty well, but they also are in Russia, which is going to tax you at a very
high. At any point, your leader can just take your money.
Well, that's true.
For no reason.
Or you could die in a plane crash.
Or even worse, you have to let him score 8 goals in a game.
Yeah, that's true.
What did they play, 52-game season?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know... There's got to be more travel. They got a team in China.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What?
You're going from Moscow to China for
Mongolia.
A game.
They have one in Mongolia.
Only communist countries.
Yeah.
And then at least 3 or 4 on that. I guess it's their East Coast.
Area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I tangented to us there. Yeah. That was my fault.
So anyway, so I'm looking at this trade and I'm thinking that talent wise, he's probably a Yaskin right now.
That would be my comparable.
So,
yeah.
They're losing on man out for the Blues. Who would it be right now?
So, that's the tough question. So, for my take on the trade, I think it's a slam dunk because there's no cost here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fourth round pick would be no cost, and it's not even this year's fourth round pick. So you could make that up if you needed to, and you don't really need to. But as far as who's out, I would probably say maybe Barbashev.
I suppose.
Tage Thompson's in the AHL right now.
So you're saying for a trade or to get demoted?
So that's the real question is there's still 2 weeks before the trade deadline. Mm-hmm. I think what this probably says is that there's going to be more moves or at least one more move. And I could see it being a multiple piece thing. Think like the Eric Johnson trade.
Sure. Yeah.
Where we're actually reshaping our roster rather than just like we add this player and we're making a push for the cup this year.
So let's set the over under on right at 2 moves at the trade deadline. Where are they falling?
Including this one that we made or not counting this one?
Let's count this one. Because okay. 2 is a pretty good number. I mean, that's a high number.
I take the over.
You're going to take, they're going to do the over?
I would at least push and maybe take the over, yeah.
Yeah, boring. Take the over.
I just think.
So they're going to go with the Cavs, if you guys didn't see what the Cavs did.
Yeah, they might.
I see them doing like a major deal. I think the time is right for like a major deal that will make us go, whoa, when we see it. And then they'll do another one where they'll get like a low prospect for like a 6th-round pick. Mm-hmm. Like when they got Olli Joenevin, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've heard a lot from Jeremy Rutherford, and it's not our job to pump his tires, but we both love it. JR.
He's so good.
One of the best reporters. But he's the Blues beat reporter.
I know who he is.
The Athletic. And
do you guys have subscriptions?
Yeah, we do.
Pump those tires too. Great.
I pull the trigger on it too.
They don't pay us to sponsor them, but they might as well.
What is it? Say it again. Them.
So it's the Athletic, and we haven't talked about it on the show before.
We haven't. No.
But the Athletic is basically a business model. It's a subscription based. I think I'm paying like $350 a month for it. And what they're doing is they're capturing all the good old-time sports writers and putting them on this website.
Oh, all the people that have been shed from ESPN and from magazines.
Yeah, pretty much. Kind of stuff,
yeah. They've got Rutherford, and they just signed Ken Rosenthal, Pierre LeBrun.
Real names. As a casual fan that I know.
The big one in St. Louis they just got, I believe it was this week, is Bernie Mikulas.
Oh, I did see Bernie announce that, because I do follow Bernie on everything.
And the post is so fucking trash right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a love-hate relationship with Bernie.
For what position they put him in, Jim Thomas is doing a fine job.
I was surprised. Yeah. Just because he's a professional reporter, and I think sometimes we forget how much of the job that is. Yeah. You know,
I get email alerts. I don't know how I did it. I don't remember signing up, but and it goes
that's
to
how
my
go.
It goes to my spam. It's I get all these breaking news email alerts from the Post-Dispatch, and one of them is. One of them I can't wait to see. Breaking news. The Post-Dispatch just released a good article.
God, I mean, Ortiz is fucking terrible.
Oh, my God.
Hockman is terrible. Ben Fred's okay.
Yeah, but when you're just okay, that's
all they've got right now.
Hummel,
he's getting up there,
We have a Hummel.
That's true, we do. I used to tell people that was my dad.
His dad got real hurt one day and cried.
We're not talking about this story on air. My brother pulled that shit too, and he got called out on it. Rick Hummel happened to be at the bar he was at. I used to tell people, like, I'm Rick Hummel's son. They'd buy me a beer. Cardinal fans are dumb.
Was that bar Krieger's?
No, it was a fucking Outback Steakhouse in South County.
It didn't get better. It just got worse.
Missy and I, my wife and I were one time having dinner at a Krieger's when they were still around, and we sat down, and I looked left. I go, damn, Rick Hummel's in here eating.
Yeah. Some of them are still around.
Are they? The one in Chesterfield, I think, is still
there. The one in Baldwin, I think, is still, right?
Baldwin. Oh, good for Krieger's. Way to hold on. I thought they've all been converted to 54th Street Girls.
They're also building a high-rise right by our Krieger's.
Oh, he wants to give me a point. I'll take it.
I'm pounding the beers tonight.
He really is.
A tough night at home, man.
But he's a gamer, so he's still
a kid. We appreciate it.
For an old-school ESPN line, he's tough. He's a hockey player.
So what do you think the ceiling / floor is for the rest of this 2017-2018 Blues?
I'm worried that it's the same answer, which is a second-round exit. I don't know.
Better than a first-round exit that we've
been. Ceiling, you think?
The floor, I really don't think they're going to miss the playoffs.
It'd be really hard to.
They'd have to really struggle worse than they have.
Well, as shitty as they've looked at a couple of nights, I mean, they've still won, what, 8 of their last 11 games or 12 games?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the floor for us is going to the first round and just getting destroyed by the Vegas Golden Knights, which is the most Blues thing.
Oh, but I want that. Happen. I want that so bad.
Where are they at now? Where are they at?
They're like President's Trophy.
So. Yeah, they're like
what?
Second or third.
They're maybe first. That is unheard of in professional
sports. It's inconceivable.
Sports.
Yeah.
Well, that's the most Blues thing too. Is if they beat us, of course, we'll be the first team to ever be knocked out by an expansion team, which I would guess almost.
It might as well happen.
The Blues. I love the fact that you've said this a couple times now, but I had to retweet when you said the blue, the Olympic pulling the most Blues thing you've seen, giving up that 2 goals. That cracked me up. That was why I shared that, because that's the kind of conversation that we want. So the most Blues thing would be to lose to an expansion team. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a diehard Cardinal fan. I don't have much religion, but I do worship the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I had a church, it's Busch Stadium. But Good choice. I don't live or die, per se. Like, I'm pretty pragmatic.
Yeah.
And I will say this, Tom is pragmatic, and just talking to you guys a little bit, you guys are realists, but it's amazing how many people, like the Blues, the level of passion where it's either there's no middle ground.
Oh, yeah.
There's no middle ground.
Well, the Blues emotionally killed me years ago. I don't even know when it was.
So your nerves have been burnt.
That's what I was going to say. At this point, disappointment is just kind of normal. I'm just kind of like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like a second round exit, like I don't like it, but within the next day, I'm like, well...
Tuesday night's game was the first time something was thrown in my house all year. So,
oh, so you were that mad Tuesday?
I was. That
even if you're not a fan of hockey or sports in general, following Tom on a hockey game night on Twitter is pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
See, there you go. That's why we follow him. There you go.
Well, yeah, you said earlier Christ you don't even know how you guys followed him. I go, well, the sheer volume of tweets alone.
I'll get on a fucking tangent, man.
We typically record on Thursday nights as well.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So we had
awesome.
Planned to record Tuesday night after the game. And I'm thankful.
So that's why they're
because it just caught us just raw and furious.
it was
the first time we'd ever just like let loose and swore as much as we want to.
Let's do that real quick before we get back into your talk. You guys do record on average of Thursday night and you release on Fridays?
Yeah. We try to release, yeah. So it's my job to release, so that's why the schedule's a little funky, because I'm unreliable. But
as long as you own it, man.
Yeah.
It's to help him learn.
Generally,
you're just supporting him to get focused in life.
Exactly.
Generally, Thursday night we record. I try to post it that night or early the next morning.
Oh, that night. I used to do that, too. I used to have all this piss and vinegar when Bender and I, because Bender, who's not here tonight, because he gave nothing. He's the progressive commercial where it's like touchdown, slam dunk, sports. He doesn't give a shit about sports.
I'm just picturing the actual robot Bender from Futurama for what that's worth.
Pretty accurate.
Even better.
Drinks about the same.
His name is John Bender. The kid for the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, from the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Are of local contracting fame, which he has built nothing his entire life.
That,
so.
Come to think of it, that's a really great like generational like litmus test is when you say Bender, who do you think?
That's a point right there, man.
You're I think of our fourth best co-host.
Oh, see. Boo. He's got this running thing where he claims to be number two.
It's a shtick.
It is, and it's a good shtick. The problem is for it. It sucks for both of them. I'm married to a girl that's on here consistently. I have to, by default, to save an argument, make her number two.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, she's filled with humility. She'll say, I'm not the number two. No, no, sweetheart, you really are the same. No, Tom is funnier than me. No, Tom's not that funny at all. But, you know, Bender is here a lot. Yeah, that's a compliment.
Jesus. I got a little bit more on that.
Yeah, I wish people could see the shuffle method that we're going on to.
Fucking... Triple H over here, carrying people left and right.
We love the guy. Oh, see, you got to take a drink. Tom just mentioned wrestling. Go ahead, Tom. Get back into it.
Thanks for throwing to me on that random one.
While you were drinking.
Yeah. So, tough part of the schedule coming up here. Big game tomorrow night. We're going to get our ass kicked by Hitchcock, most likely. But do you start out or you start hunting?
Or it's the response game where we tear through them.
Nothing surprises me. Nothing surprises me this day.
I don't even know who you start. Start Billy Huso at this point. Just throw it all at them. Well, which do you do, Ian?
Who
do
we start? This
question. Can we bring up Evan Fitzpatrick? Can we bring up this guy? Yeah. Is he still
Oh, where's the Jordan Binnington going anymore?
Have you ever seen Jordan Binnington play?
73. Yeah.
No. He's our third string goalie, I guess.
Yeah,
anyway.
I like that name.
I was there one time when they brought him in. Nope.
Not good.
No.
Wrote him right off.
Pass.
Hard pass from the crowd.
Hey, this has got nothing to do with hockey, but it does have everything to do with having skates on your feet. A U.S. figure skater just now, Vincent Chow, became the first ever to land a quad lutz in the Olympics. 17.
That's four. I did that last week.
Yeah, that's four, sir.
That's four for you.
Yeah, so anyway. Hey, what about the
quick tangent? Would you guys start Allen or Hutton? And is it the most annoying thing that Blues Twitter is obsessed with? Who starts?
Just start Hutton. Why not?
Allen is done, I guess. I don't know. We have no
Is he going through another divorce this year? Is that what's
Jake Allen?
No.
Wasn't that what his problem was last year? Or wasn't it?
He was divorced from his senses. Yeah. He was divorced.
No, I think he had a kid last year. He's had a baby girl.
I swore they said marital problems at the beginning of the year, and then he got his shit together. Or am I thinking of... I don't know.
You're thinking of somebody in St. Louis sports that happened, too.
I'm pretty sure it was our goalie. I'll look it up.
Allen had a kid last year around... I think his daughter's about a year old now. Hmm. And it's somebody
maybe
who
should have another kid to get his shit
together. Allen, I mean, I'm a huge Allen mark. Using a wrestling term, take a drink. I have his jersey. I wear him to my games. But
I love Allen. But I just... The fan trust is even lower than the coach trust, which seems to be nothing at all at this point.
Is the
it seems like every decision they've made with him has been wrong.
Is the Blue
starting him in the hardest matchups against the best teams on the road?
But he did great at Winnipeg.
Yeah, he did pretty good in Boston, and then we sat him the next night.
Is the Bloomer off the Mike Yo Rose?
I was gonna. That was one of my questions for you guys in a bit. Was this? What's the grade for this year? For now that he, there's no excuses.
Yeah,
I think he's been fine. He's been.
Is that how we reduce this? Yeah, he's been fine. He's been fine.
I think the bloom off the rose is the perfect analogy. I'm not like throwing him out yet.
Mm-hmm. Are we to Matheny level with him yet?
Oh God,
No. I'm not even a Cardinals fan.
You're not a Cardinal fan. There goes literally half the things
I have. I am. I'll cover.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, twice.
This is our pre-arranged agreement. I'm covering all the cards.
There you go.
Started the last week or two where I started having doubts about three people on the team in the long term. Mike Yo,
so few.
Jake Allen, Jay and Vladimir Ballmeister. Tarasenko.
Well, here's what we do on this show.
Excellent. My heart of hearts, is this core group going to really win me a cup?
Well, here's what we do on the show. Won't. We assign hard numbers. Yeah. Hard numbers. And we rate things from a 1 to 6 because we drink a lot. So six-pack rating is what we call it.
Absolutely.
So Mike Yo this year in a six-pack rating, 1 obviously being the worst and 6 being the best. What's his rating this year?
I'm going to give him a 4.
4?
But I have one thing in mind that makes me want to put him lower is after the Arizona loss where we just got embarrassed by the worst team in hockey at home, there was that weekend practice where he worked them like government mules and basically said, this can never happen again. And then it happened. It's happened twice since the Minnesota thing was a carbon copy.
He's a four with an asterisk.
He's a 4, but the ring is real loose on the
ground. Yeah, all right. I like it. All right. Yeah. Point. Well, you're killing it.
He's like a 3.
That's where I am at, a 3.
Well, I went to 4 of my 6 years of college. We're up at the University of Minnesota.
Before you started your doctorate.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, that's coming down the line. We're up in Minnesota when he coached the Wild. And every year they'd go through this mid-season swoon, and they'd kind of come out of it towards the end, but it was this long December and January, and it felt like it happened.
Good counting crows.
Yeah.
I was going to say, long December. Yeah.
All right, Derwitz.
There we go. You better come back on trivia big time.
If it's Cardinal stuff, it's gone,
the
baby.
Self-deprecating bastard across from me. He was sandbagging to start this episode.
He's a slow burn. It's a slow burn.
He's a quiet genius is what he is.
Yeah. But it's just, I don't know. He's an okay coach, but if you say, like, is he the one here with the cup for the Blues? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's enough to get rid of him now.
Remind me again.
No, he's no. Holding it,
remind me again. What's the end game for a hockey team? Oh, it's the cup. Yeah. So shouldn't we be?
Well, I mean, look at Doug Peterson though for the Eagles. I mean, who knew he was going to be the guy?
Yeah.
He just
call. He didn't even call the best play in the game.
Philly.
I'm changing a lot more on this team before I get rid of Yo though.
Like, which that makes sense.
There's got to be a lot of turnover in this.
He didn't build this. He inherited.
Mm-hmm. So let's say you guys are Doug Armstrong for a day. You get to make one move. What do you guys do?
Well, I wait till the summer and I don't sign Paul Stastny, and I make the biggest run ever at John Tavares.
Yeah,
I tell him he has to come here, and he won't. But I'd be like, please.
If I'm doing one move that's not Tavares, just to change Anthony, I don't know what it looks like, but just something that shakes the foundation of the team.
And we've done
trading not in a while though. Tarasenko.
What was it? A couple seasons ago,
Eric Johnson was the last.
That was a big one. That was a big one.
That was one of those trades where I remember where I was.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was driving down to visit him and some other friends in Kirksville. And I pulled my phone out at a gas station.
I don't
and
just
it just
hang
said,
out in Kirksville.
He loves Kirksville.
This is my jam. Steven and Kanan.
We celebrated him every day, you know. shot off fire from the fountain.
Nice.
But yeah, that was when I saw the EJ trade.
Yeah.
I'll always remember it because, like, holy cow.
That's what everyone said. This is a shakeup.
Yeah.
I was roommates at the time with an Avalanche fan. And he was devastated. And honestly, in hindsight, it was a pretty even trade because Eric Johnson's still their number one defenseman.
All said,
and we
have here?
Zach Sanford. But,
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at the total body of work.
Yeah, I mean,
Kevin Shattenkirk was a 2-time All-Star for us or one?
Yeah.
And
I think when it happened, I know for his part, he was like, you just fleeced us out.
Mm-hmm.
It evened out slightly. Yeah.
Now, you, just a second ago, did you almost say trade Tarasenko?
Did you?
He said, what would I do? I would not, like, that wouldn't be the thing I did necessarily, but I'd want something.
That's a pretty broad.
He wants to, though. Yeah. He wants to.
Because you just mentioned, I don't know if you listened to our podcast. Well, no, because we posted it 2 hours ago, so you wouldn't know. But unless you were really on top of it,
yeah.
I lose track of time. But we talked this week's episode about, just, can this core, like you mentioned, can they do it? And I kind of made the analogy of, like, it's like if you're making a soup and you get to the end and you taste it and it's just not right.
Mm-hmm.
You can't then be like, okay, I've got to take the cumin out of this soup.
Right.
And put it, like, and put, you know, tarragon, I don't know, whatever else
in
there.
Whatever he goes in the soup.
It's a deep
you
food
You got to make a whole new
reference here.
You got him. You didn't expect me to say tarragon.
I was like, you should give him a point for tarragon.
I'll do it.
Rick Nash, the onion powder. That's what I need to know.
Ian gets a point for assigning points.
Yeah, hey, there you go.
It's a good close here.
But yeah, it's just, I mean, Rick Nash, the same ingredients, because we were angry, so we were kind of crapping on everybody, but like the same ingredients in another soup could be a great soup.
Sure.
But I don't know if it's the soup this city needs at this time.
Just pour the baby out with the bathwater. Yeah. Just to hell with it.
In any sport, it's really hard to win without two Hall of Famers. Doesn't matter what position they're in. You need two Hall of Famers.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, this team has no Hall of Famers.
I'm going to start thinking about that while you guys talk. Detroit Pistons?
Isaiah Thomas?
No, not that one. The Ben Wallace-led Detroit Pistons.
Well,
it can happen, but you can't.
But that was also during the ugliest period the NBA's ever had
when
games were averaging 89 points.
To your point, you can't make any sort of dynasty without Hall of Fame players. And that's another point we were just texting earlier.
Today, yeah.
Where I was like, let's say magic happens and we win a
magic
cup
happens.
This year.
It has to be magic. That's all it can
Thank
be.
Thank you for the.
this guy listens to the Fastlane.
I used to. I don't anymore.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
But
either.
We win the cup this year. You look back on that in 15 years. Are we the Chicago Blackhawks of 2009? Or are we the Carolina Hurricanes of whenever, 2002? Where you're looking at their roster, and you're thinking, that team won a Stanley Cup?
Well,
you
that
know?
Team had all, they had Brendan Moore, they had Ron Francis,
right, but,
I mean.
But it's exactly that, where you're like, they were there, but
they were, but they were,
like
yeah, they were
weird,
built for that one year, yeah.
And if
yeah.
you don't have two Hall of Famers, you better have four guys that are in the discussion.
Yeah,
and,
right.
How are they not in
yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Blues have two, maybe.
Yeah, Tarasenko and Pietrangelo.
That's what I was going to say.
I was going to say that.
I mean, it's hard right now because you have the Fab Four that are promised, and I mean, I'm fucking buying in. But I've been on this before with fucking Perron and Berglund and Oshie and Lars Eller to a small degree.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, I mean, oh, we're gonna be digging deep here later when we have the game.
I think
we don't have time.
That's a good segue. I think we jump into the game.
Let's do the game. Who's on the game?
If it's about Lars Eller, I'm golden.
Should I bring out the prize first, or should I?
No, that's a surprise. Okay. I tell you what, before you do started, will you grab me one more beer? Not one of those god awful pilsners again. I'll take if there's a house brown.
You gave the thumbs up, so don't give me this shit about.
Yeah, but I was wrong.
Never had a Schlafly Pilsner.
I was wrong. I was.
What do you want?
Is there a house brown in there? This is the beer corner of our episode. Our Northeastern IPA. Is there any of those left?
There's one of those.
I'll take that bad boy. That I'm excited about. Because we've already had the discussion. Everything Northeastern's good, right?
That's true.
All right. So you guys, I assume, because I know you
I'm
guys
are terrified of this game.
Yeah, I know.
This happens. No, we do this. I mean, we have all these theme episodes for the holidays, like Halloween and
so,
stuff. And he brings them out.
He's pulling out papers.
Games are fun. I know. It's like the thing I shamelessly steal from other podcasts is games. Because I always find them so entertaining.
I don't know that that's stealing from other podcasts.
Every game I've ever come up with, I've stolen from another podcast.
But games
like this one.
But they're games. I mean, you can't steal a game. It's the idea to have a game. I mean, that goes back to game shows. You're original, Tom. Fucking wear it.
Damn right I am. That's why I'm number two on this podcast. Anyway, you guys listen to Puck Soup because I've heard you guys mention Wyszynski before. So guess what we're playing? Schlem Code.
Oh no!
You guys know what's coming, don't you?
A little bit.
Yeah. So Schlem Code is a game that
Here, I'm going to give you light applause, like I knew what.
Oh boy!
So Schlem Code is a game that my favorite podcast right now, honestly, it's surpassed Something to Wrestle
With. Oh, you told me about this.
Yeah, it's Puck Soup. It's about half hockey, although it's probably about a third hockey, and it's like two third pop culture, which is like my dream for this show.
It's half hockey. Two-thirds pop culture and a quarter history.
That's why it's a Puck Soup.
Seven pounds.
And that's why, there's onion powder in it. So, what we got here. So, here's the rules of the game. We've kind of played a variation on this before on our show.
Okay.
I'm going to give you guys a topic, and then you're going to have to list off names in succession until one of you can't name somebody.
Oh, I know this game. Yeah, we have done this game.
Well, I'm glad you're going to win.
This is actually, by the way, if you want to credit anybody... This was the old ESPN game show from the late 90s. That was their thing.
Can I see your pen?
You can see it. There it is. Got him.
I give you a point
look
for
at
that.
I'll take it.
Oh, we're all very generous with points tonight.
And I have another pen. I'm going to give myself half a point.
So we've got three rounds. The first to two wins gets the prize for tonight. So who wants to go first?
I
feel like Steven's the closest to me.
Here, I'm going
to
flip a coin. You call it, Steven. Heads or tails?
Tails.
Oh, it was
tails.
Heads. Ian, you're up.
All right, hands up first. All right, here we go. My favorite team when I was a kid for the Blues was the 95-96 Blues. Now, I'm going to give you a hint here.
I know where this is
This
going.
Is the team that lost in the famous... Steve Yzerman on,
Had it lost in that situation.
So... Going first, Ian. I got to name somebody on that 90. And now
hey, real quick, before you do this, can you give me what game was that again? The famous?
It was game 7 of
but the famous what?
Had it lost.
That game. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, we'll put the link of that video on our Facebook page.
No one knows what the...
Every Blues fan
don't know the game.
Okay. All right. So now for the record, this is the playoff roster.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh,
he's gonna crush me in this.
No, and because you've said... No, it's not going to happen. Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky is correct.
Brett Hull.
Brett Hull is correct.
See, we could already lose now. I could already
done.
Lose. 95. I was 5.
You get a point subtraction. Making me feel.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Brendan Shanahan? Already.
If you got one, you win it.
Oh, boy. Do I, though? Pierre Turgeon.
Probably. You guys suck.
Pierre
Turgeon was not on that team.
That's way too early. I didn't think.
By the rules of the game, Steven gets the win. top five guys with points that you guys did not name on that
Here
team. Shane Corson, Al McInnes, Igor Kravchuk, I don't know how that fucking happened. And Chris Pronger, who was traded for Shane Aaron.
In my head, that was too early for
Pronger. I wouldn't have guessed that because I know Pronger. Yeah. So.
No. You could have gotten Grant Fuhr, man. He was the goalie of that one.
Thank you for the point.
So, Steven gets the first point. All right, so we got the next round,
which Steven will lead off.
I hope it's WWE champions. Then I
can That's a battle. I'm buzzing in.
My second favorite team when I was a kid, high school, was the 2000-2001. Closer. Actually, this is the 99-2000 Blues.
Warmer.
No, no. This is the 2000-2001 Blues.
Which is it?
We got two of them.
I printed it off. It's the one where they lost to the Avalanche in the conference finals. That team. So
maybe our best team.
Yeah.
Steven. Steven, you're going to start off this one since you got the lead here. Can you name the Blues on that 2001 team that went to lost in five games to the Avalanche in the conference semifinals?
I'm going
to
go Al MacInnis.
Al MacInnis is correct.
Because I know it was there in
2001.
Here. We built him a statue.
Chris Pronger.
Why do I have to be on the turn? Why is my Blues history so bad? A guy got me a wonderful book for Christmas that I now need to read cover to cover. Pavel Dimitra.
Pavel Dimitra is correct.
Oh. Wow.
Wiping his brow.
That's a tough one, man.
This one's Pierre Turgeon.
That is both a hockey and a wrestling reference right there. That was the Paul Bearer telling us Pierre Turgeon. I know his wrestling reference.
Did Paul Bearer reference Pierre Turgeon a lot?
He really should have.
In the St. Louis region. Who would have been our goaltender?
No, you stay away from that one. That's the only one I got.
I'm dead in the water then.
Now I don't have it.
Who would have been on the fringes?
I'm not gonna lie to you guys. If you don't get one of these, it's gonna be really embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
I told you.
Can no longer have a Blues podcast.
Yeah, we'll cancel it.
Good thing you released your last episode. If you only knew.
2002. Why is my
2001?
That's
on. Different.
That's very different. Oh, boy. I'm blanking. Do you have somebody?
Oh, hey. Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa. Do not go over here.
I want to go. No, I was going to give it to him. Okay. I'm going to say Jeff Wojwicki.
Jeff Wojwicki? I got to dig here on the roster
list. That's the name that's stuck in my head.
Yeah, you got to dig for Jeff Wojwicki. That's for sure.
He is incorrect. Can we get the win here?
Oh, my God. Now they're all.
You got the win, but let's see if you can put the nail in the coffin.
This is what? 2001.
Yep.
It's got to be Roman Turek, right?
Roman Empire was the goalie. Now, Steven, I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you to do me a favor here. Can you look at what beer you're drinking?
I keep. Yep.
For those that don't know, we are drinking the Big Walt, and it has got the Tkachuk 7 on it. So I'm going to assume that Keith Tkachuk was on that team.
All right, he was on that team. Now, guys.
Because of Matthew Tkachuk, I've just deleted that name from my brain. So.
Oh, wow. So here is the final tiebreaker.
Was Doug Weight on that team? Or was
No.
We'll call this the rubber match.
I should give off some names here before
I'm glad
we go.
For the sake of the show that it went
Scott
both.
Scott Young! Corey Stillman, Dallas Drake, Scott Mellenby, Jordan Heck.
Heck?
On that name. Jordan Heck? Heck yeah, he was on that team.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
All right. So, final one round. I'm glad we got to this one. This one's so fucking devious, too.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Gross.
You guys have been fans. You guys are younger guys. We're both in our... Well, you're 40 now.
I'm 40. You were about to say we're both in our 30s. So go fuck yourself. I am 40.
So this one's a little more recent, and you guys are been fans.
Okay.
Closest not the Blues have gotten... Though. Really, in our lifetimes,
was
3 years ago when they played the Sharks. I'm not giving you that Blues roster. Who was on the Sharks team?
I was going to say, if it was the Blues roster, I was going to put out an olive branch to you, and I was going to say, we got to name everyone. It has to be everyone. Sharks, we got to get half of them. We got to get... Five.
Well, start easy. Just start.
Ian, you're up first.
Okay, you go. Big Joe Thornton.
Joe Thornton is correct.
Bad and greasy Patrick Marleau.
Oh yeah,
Patrick Marleau is correct.
You can get 2 points for a good nickname. Bad and greasy.
Let's see, little Joe Pavelski.
Joe Pavelski is correct. Wow.
Sad.
I know.
I'm just going to say that I accidentally saw the name Ryan Carpenter on your list, so I'm not going to say that.
No, taking advantage of the rules. You're getting another. There you go. Should have.
Because we would have gotten Ryan Carpenter for sure.
Yeah, so that was not one we were getting.
In the pocket.
Yeah, I would have been like, damn. Although, actually, you were looking at the regular season list and not the playoff list, so you would have been kind of fucked. I would have known you've been cheating.
So, okay. Who's a real name that's on that team? I just had it. Logan Couture.
Logan Couture is on that team.
Mm. Phew. I was like, he's kind of young, right?
He's kind of young. Let's see.
He's the guy that Roman Polak bashed his face.
You know, I'm surprised. You really should have kept that name in your back pocket. Not everything
really was,
Was he still there though? I don't know if I want to use that one. I'm gonna hold on in case.
I'm so moral.
Martin Jones in goal.
Yes, sir.
This is a battle. It's a battle. And that's the first Foley work that we've had in a long time on our episode.
It's really sad that you guys know more Sharks than Blues.
Mark Edward Vlasic.
Vlasic Pickle was on that team.
Oh, very good. Oh.
See.
Paul Martin.
Paul Martin is correct.
Oof.
Wow! You guys would have done better than me on this one. I was going to cheer you that.
We go crazy hard. After 2010, just unstoppable. Yeah. You can't stop us.
I can't make fun of it. That makes sense. Because the age, that makes sense.
Who's still on that team? I'm afraid to say.
I know. I've got a few I'm thinking
afraid
of.
To say, because I would have known if Brent Burns was there. So I'm afraid.
Oh, no, you're right, for sure.
Okay, Brent Burns?
Yeah, Brent Burns. Okay. I was wondering when you guys were going to say him.
Is he a winger then? I was
at... Yeah, what position was he at that point?
Beard, I just...
75 points as a defenseman. That is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And it is.
Putting him back at wing this week, so...
Yeah.
Why not?
Who was their backup goalie, Ian?
Oh, that's a good...
It wasn't Aaron Dow.
You know what? Okay. Ooh, that's for later if we... we're not going to get that far. Let's see. Justin Braun?
Correct.
I didn't want him to use Justin Braun yet. I didn't want him to use him yet.
I really wish I'd sat on Ryan Carpenter playing that much.
Makes me feel better. There's only one other guy I've actually even heard of on this list.
Tommy Wingles.
Tommy Wingles.
No
is
way.
Correct.
Good job. I would have forgotten he was there, but
I'm
you're right.
A couple of beeps for
just,
that.
Just because he got slide tackled by Fleury yesterday, I thought.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. You got me.
From not St. Louis, but consider St. Louis.
That's why I remember.
Married a East Side girl. I don't know. We still couldn't sign him this offseason.
Oh. I know him.
Probably for the best way he's been playing.
Yeah. Well, the way that whole team's
been. I feel like I know him, but I can't think of his name.
Please don't.
Oh,
God. Backup goalie. We'll just shoot for the backup goalie.
Wow, he's going for it. Does he know him?
Is it Stalock? That's not.
This is hard.
That was regular season.
Yeah, he will play for the regular season.
I'll lose.
But I'll tell you what. I will give you a chance. Another chance. Because they made a trade, if I believe, that year to get their backup.
We just broke our own rules. That are not written down anywhere.
You can't have grace on him.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Then
I can't.
Then I'm going Ryan Carpenter for sure.
Man.
And his brother, Matt.
Oh. I'm blanking. Like, I can see these people.
You still
got
to get
We're going to give you 5 seconds.
I got Joel Ward.
I feel like you still
should
have to
get that goal.
Like, you guys aren't going to share this beer that I give you.
The confidence in the way you said Joel Ward is why we let you go ahead and take a second shot. That was...
There's one other one. I feel like you know him. I feel like we both know him.
I have... Oh, no. I had that name that's stuck in my head that I know isn't right, but it's
that's what I got.
Bouncing around in there.
Is he a Dallas Star? Mine's a Dallas Star.
Yeah. Don't give him
these guys
are it's not bragging right. It's not right. I just think we're thinking the same person that's not on this team.
I feel like I should give a hint,
Jason
though.
Is that the name you have in your head?
No, but that could be...
I don't. That wasn't my guess.
Oh, final
I was
say. On there.
No, he's not on there.
We're to you right now, right?
Yeah, see, it's on right. Steven. We will get a hint, in all fairness.
Okay.
Since
Ian gave me. Yeah.
You want your hint?
Sure.
Is your lifeline? I'll give you a lifeline. One guy was a former St. Louis Blue.
That's tough. That hurts in my
soul. Now you made it worse.
Now the pressure's on. Was he a defenseman?
No, you got your one in.
You got your one in.
Yeah, that's for trying to cheat like you did earlier.
Take it off.
Oh, you got it.
I sure don't.
Yeah, you got
sure
this. Oh, go ahead, bud.
You give up?
Say it.
Is he getting the win?
I'll say it.
5 seconds.
Can I say it? When he is done.
Five seconds.
Oh, he gets a buzz in with a steal.
I'm going to go with... nobody, because my brain's broken.
Ian? Was it Roman Polak?
It was Roman Polak. Oh, Ian gets the win.
I'm thinking of the earlier year.
Yeah,
it was pretty close.
You guys got to go back and listen to the episode. You're getting heavy applause right now on the soundboard.
It was the earlier year that he killed Roman
Polak. Oh, and they get in a forehand's absence.
Have you had that before? Light.
Excellent.
No, I have
it
not.
It is my favorite mass-produced Four Hands beer.
Great beer.
Peanut butter chocolate style from Four. Thank you, Four Hands, for sponsoring today's trivia game.
Yeah. Thank you, Four
Hands.
Well, thank
let's get you. The rest of the names on.
All right.
Oh, boy.
We've got a...
Who was the backup goalie? That's what I really want.
James Reimer.
Oh, man.
A traded for backup goalie.
You don't understand. We're going to drive the long drive home to West County, and I'm going to be so angry in the car.
But you won.
We got that W.
Junis Dues.
Donskoy.
That's the one. I want to keep saying Radek Foxa.
Thomas Hurdle. Chris Tierney.
Thomas Hurdle. Good.
We got some. These guys are all like upset. I'm fucking dying. I remember Hurdle. I don't remember the other guys.
Yeah.
He's on my fantasy
team. I'll just pass you guys a list. Because I can't pronounce these Swedish ass names.
Let's go, Melker Carlson.
All right. Well, let's go ahead. We are over an hour, but that's okay. Let's go ahead and our last segment.
Bonus round.
We usually call it "Throw It to Missy."
We didn't even get to the Cardinals.
No. This is where we do that. Okay. This is called "Throw It to Missy." So this is where we just round off any quick hit stuff we have. And Missy never has anything. Mm-hmm. That's why we call it the... So if you're drinking at home in our drinking game, if she doesn't have anything, you take a drink. And if she does have something, you kill your drink. Because it's so rare. So I'll start with the throw it to Missy. I normally don't do that. I already finished. But I will say, so you are the Cardinal fan, Steven. So optimistic outlook for this team. Let's go ahead and do the over-under at... 90.5 wins.
Oh, Jesus. I'm so under.
Under. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, God.
I thought, yeah.
I was going to go under, and I don't even know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, call Mark Calloway, because we need to get the Undertaker out here.
you guys think it'll be far under?
I'm right at 83 to 85. I'm hopeful. Oh, wow.
So okay. I'm right at 90.
I would love to have the optimism.
I'm just not there.
If I was a sports book, I'd have it at 87.5.
And that's I think I've seen 87 from a handful of people.
Yeah.
It's the bullpen. If the new bullpen we have stands up. Oh, yeah. and Matheny, if he can use it.
We got Cardinal killer Bud Norris on the team now, man. So everything should be groovy.
And what about, did you see the press conference that Adam Wainwright called
at
spring training?
I did see that. Yeah.
The press conference to announce that he's not going to answer any questions about retirement?
He's not here to talk about the past anymore.
He's done after this year, right?
Do what?
He's done after this year, right?
I would think, for the betterment of our team, he should be one way or the other.
I pray sincerely that he does not go to another team. I don't think he wants to.
He did say in that press conference, look, the first thing I want to tell you is there's nothing I love more than being a St. Louis Cardinal and being in the city. Yeah. And I believe that.
If he's scraping along as, like, let's say even the Atlanta Braves bring him back, I don't want to see that.
He might even get one more year if he moved to the bullpen.
Let's say he goes 12-12. 4.6 ERA.
Is that a fifth starter in the Major League Baseball?
What would you offer? Would you offer him anything, or would you tell him to take a hike?
I'd tell him...
Mozeliak would tell him to take a hike.
Or you offer him a post-playing career position.
Yeah.
And tell him, this is what we've got for you. We do want to keep you around.
With the current roster as it is, I'd go 1 year, $10
million. $10 million? I mean, the going rate for a has-been arm is... 12-14.
Where would you go, and how would he fit in the salary cap?
How many pitchers you got on a team?
By the way,
we have 13, and we use 10 of them.
Yeah. And by the way, where's Los Angeles, Anaheim, California?
Angels.
Angels.
Brookside.
Huntington Beach. They're going to a 6-man rotation. The first team to officially
for
do
Ohtani.
That.
Ohtani.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So they can get him to utilize him both ways.
Smart.
If he is a bust on one side, he's still worth it. If he's a bust on both sides, then it's the dumbest paycheck.
It would be amazing if he was, though. I don't want, like, I don't root for people to fail. I want him to be a superstar, but there's part of me that's like, I just don't want this. I want some other story to happen, but not this one.
Last thing I'll talk about in terms of baseball, speaking of Asian pitchers, they usually there's a history of them busting in the Major League Baseball.
Yeah. There's a history of them killing themselves after George Steinbrenner rips them in the media.
Yu Darvish just got cashed in big time.
Terrible contract.
What a badly overpaid contract. Yeah. Yeah. As a Cardinal fan who is absolutely against anything that Theo and the Cubs do, good job.
Wait, they just signed that guy? Even I know that's not good.
A massive contract.
If they win another series, they won't care. But in 4 years, they're going to be paying him and Jason Hayward a combined $60
million.
When
they won that first World Series, I gave people a three-year window. I think this is the last year of that window. I think it's a year quicker closing than they thought.
I don't know. I mean, you still got Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo.
Offense is not the problem.
They paid $50 million for two wins above replacement, which isn't their word so far.
And they're going to hope John Lester doesn't get
Corsi for baseball.
They're going to hope John Lester doesn't get shelled every other outing. So
always kills us, man, for some reason.
Well, he's wearing fucking Chicago Sea on.
We can't even run on him, so you know.
Because he's a crafty lefty.
Last thing I got for my segment, and this is something that I'm big time into, and if you guys want to go deep dive, I can deep dive you on wrestling. Really deep. I even had to correct...
I go much deeper than I want to.
See, but I grew up coming home from school and watching AWA on ESPN every day. Every freaking day. Nice. I love the old school stuff.
My brother is 13 years older than me, and so he raised me from childhood.
And you're 26?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a year older than your brother. So
a week ago.
Yeah.
So.
Well, but I do love that. But I also love MMA, and the big thing that combines those two worlds again is Floyd Mayweather's been taunting and tweeting about how he's been training in MMA. And I think he thinks he can make an MMA fight happen on his own promotion. That ain't going to happen. It's going to be UFC or nothing. Mm-hmm. And the two things I want to talk about on this is, one, the potential matchup, and two, the immense hypocrisy of Floyd Mayweather. One of the reasons we'll start with a potential matchup. He says he wants to take a warm-up match if he is to fight Conor in MMA. That warm-up match is rumored, at least in negotiations, to be one CM Punk.
Really? Match. I pay to see it.
CM Punk is massively bigger than Floyd Mayweather. Massively bigger. That said,
First time a sentence has ever started was CM Punk is massively bigger.
Right. So Floyd Mayweather at his heaviest in boxing, I think, you can check me, has fought at 155. CM Punk cut to 170 to be a MMA fighter. And that said, Floyd Mayweather would still be a massive favorite over him, even in MMA.
Really? You think so?
Oh, yeah. No. CM Punk's debut was disastrous.
That was, 2 years ago now?
Disastrous.
Is he still training for that? What is he doing?
No, he wants to fight again.
Okay.
He's been actively asking for a fight.
He's biding his time until Vince wants him back.
The only way he could do worse than what he did was get a one-punch knockout in about 2 seconds.
Yeah.
That's the only way you could do worse than. No punches were thrown on his end. He was taken down in the first 8 seconds. He was punched until he had nowhere else to go and then choked unconscious.
And he got punked by Johnny Bananas, of all people. Yeah. That's just embarrassing as shit.
Yeah, right. And he was manhandled by CT on the challenge.
Yeah.
So, that said, that would be definitely one of the more interesting things. Joe Rogan has said that Floyd Mayweather, whether it's CM Punk or Conor McGregor, will make $500 million if he fights in MMA. $500 million.
That man,
holy cow,
prints money.
It's real money.
Yeah,
that's real money.
that's not Monopoly.
There was a comedian a long time ago, it was Shaquille O'Neal said that everybody would came when he was at the height of his popularity. Mm-hmm. They said, Shaquille O'Neal, you're as rich as it gets. He goes, that's not true. There's an old white guy that signs my paycheck. That guy's rich.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm wealthy. I'm well off. But $500 million, essentially in your last two fights, making $800 million, that's not fuck you money.
That's beyond.
Literally, you can't afford not to let me fuck you.
Yeah.
So that was the one thing. The other thing, the hypocrisy level of that is that he – himself said, I think I need one fight to warm up and see what it's like before I was to fight Connor. Where the fuck was that for Connor?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
In fact, he strategically, he drug his feet until he knew that it was a possibility, and then he jumped on, and then he picked the date. Floyd dictated that entire negotiation, and the reason he picked the date he did is because he knew Connor's biggest weakness was his endurance, and he only gave him essentially a 7-week training camp. Mm-hmm. You guys take 13 weeks to train for championship fights.
I've given up long ago that I'll ever see Floyd Mayweather get his ass kicked.
He would get his ass kicked if he fought Conor McGregor right out of the gate in MMA.
Would he get his ass kicked by Ronda Rousey in MMA?
No, absolutely not. That's another dumb statement. I hated when people were like, Ronda will beat a guy. No, because Ronda fought Amanda Nunes, and if they fought 20 times, Amanda Nunes might win 22 times. That's how much she beat the dog. And Amanda Nunes could not beat up a guy at the equal weight.
But in a... MMA, though, it's a different style. I mean, obviously not in a boxing match. That was ridiculous.
No,
but
a winging punch could crush her orbital bone. An accidental hit. And he is athletic enough to where he's going to land a shot. And it will take one shot from a man. I'm not sexist. I have nothing but women in this house. I have two daughters. It will take one shot from a man at equal weight with a woman to cripple her.
Yeah.
And it's not their fault. It's just, in that, regardless of what anybody will say, bone density, muscle structure, it's all weighted toward that. Yeah. And at one time, Floyd Mayweather did fight at 135 pounds, which Ronda fought at. And his prime at 135 and her at 135, that'd be fucking legalized woman battering. That would be awful. So,
which is preferable to the illegal?
Yeah, don't do the illegal. Never do the illegal. If you take anything away from this episode, don't beat up women.
Hey, cool, man.
So,
I'm glad we could have a nice little public service.
Yeah, we came together on that one.
Yeah. So, I know I went a little long, but I did want to hit on those sports because that was big this week. But, Tom, what do you got else before we call it?
I got other things, but we're going to keep it to sports today, so we're not going to talk random shit. But,
hey, we talked about this before. We're not going to get into the school shooting and stuff. We do make note about stuff, and it is awful, but we don't. Just, it shit happens.
What do you even say?
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Oh, we would have things to say, I'm sure.
Oh, we should say things.
Yeah, we're very left-leaning. So.
Yeah. Well, I guess the only thing I could say is, and I wanted to get more into it, but it's for another episode, is Black Panther. Hey, I hope it does well this weekend.
Oh, I took my thing. No, that's fine. No, you're fine.
No, go ahead. Since you take over, what do you think about Black Panther?
I'm excited. Yeah. I was more excited because it was the last one before the Avengers movie.
Infinity War.
But it's built up enough that I'm excited for it as its own movie now.
Sure.
It's getting like rave reviews.
Yeah, the reviews 100%,
100% Rotten Tomato score. It's pretty hard to get. So that said, you got anything before we bid adieu to each other?
Oh, boy.
You got anything,
on
Steve?
The spot.
That's all
we
I got.
Trade
all right, how about
who
this?
Who are we going to trade for?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's a good one. What's in with that? Who should we trade for? That's realistic.
You got an idea of realistic?
Fine.
We stumped them this worse than you did on the.
No, yeah. I'm running through every name in the NHL.
Ever. A Rolodex up there.
I would offer. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Honest, and it would get. I think it would get the deal done. Maybe I would offer a second round pick, Wallman and Barbashev for Max Pacioretty.
If we can do that, I'd do it all day.
Yeah.
A name I heard today that's off the Blues board in terms of rumors that I like was JT Miller of the New York
Rangers. Oh, got it, yeah.
I don't know. I haven't looked at
him. Is it the only Ranger I'd actually won on the team?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. As how or where he'd fit in, but he's an RFA after the season.
Mm-hmm.
I would love us to get a younger guy who we can control for a long time rather than.
It's a tough
even
thing.
Pacioretty,
in hockey.
I'm not sure our window is fully open next year, so. If we only have one more
as
year,
a casual fan, right. Hockey more than a lot of sports seems like there is a not loyalty is not the word because we're talking about sports and big business, but it seems like there is every locker room has a revolving door for its door because guys do move quite a bit.
That's that cap era. That's hard to do. It's hard to keep a team together. Derek Brassard off Ottawa.
That's nice.
I think we need a center. He's cost controlled for at least one more year. And,
or Mark Stone. We both got a Mark Stone man.
I just don't think they're moving him.
Is he still in Ottawa?
Yeah. I think they want to build around him. But I think Derek Brassard is somebody that you could let Stastny go then and hope to get, I don't know, another center, replace him with two people.
That's the real thing. That'll be my parting thought. Paul Stastny is a unrestricted free agent after this season. We have to make a move
before
to compensate for that.
That makes sense.
Whether it's re-signing him, which I'm not against necessarily.
Right. For less.
Like, if he leaves, that's our big problem.
What's your immediately. What's your max contract that you
offer? Yeah, we talked about this.
So I was hearing Kevin Wheeler on ESPN today.
Okay.
Poo-pooing the idea of a 3-for-15.
I think that's the max. Absolutely.
That would be my max, but I'm fine with it.
Absolutely.
Like, so what was Wheeler thinking? Like more like 3-for-12?
3-for-12, yeah. But he was also
saying... It's amazing how that $3 million makes a difference.
He was also saying...
Well, the cap's going to go up most likely anyway.
When you're playing with Monopoly money.
Yeah, just do whatever.
He was also saying, well, you can just let him go and trade for someone, which no, you can't, because if you could trade for a young top six center, we'd have done it years ago.
If it's that easy, we should do it all the time.
Exactly.
All right, so before we wrap up, we talked about it earlier, or before we came on. So your Twitter is at @2guys1cup, spelled out.
No cup.
No cup. Yeah, two guys. No, yeah.
Get a little hopeful.
Do not look for that. Two guys, no cup. Do not, and spelled out, no numbers.
Yeah.
Easiest way to find you on the podcast?
iTunes, Google Play.
iTunes, Google Play, two guys.
SoundCloud, if no you're cup. Into that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys have Facebook or you don't have a website?
No.
We're going to work on that hopefully
this
summer.
We've got summer projects.
Yeah.
It's part of the off season.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it.
Tom, you got anything else, or you just want to? Well,
Ian's
that's not
also going to trade me for a new host and a player.
Do you guys do fantasy hockey? Do you go?
Yeah,
we do. It's a disaster, but we do it.
I have Thomas Hurdle on my team, and it never occurred to me to name him. So it's no big deal. I'm pretty knowledgeable about hockey.
Yeah, I think if we learned anything from 2010 to now, don't fuck with you on some names.
Yeah, on some random ass.
Even
names.
Tom, who is
before 2010, though, just go buck wild.
Tom, anybody that follows or listens to the show or follows Tom on Twitter knows he is a deep dive into hockey, and even he was over there scratching his head how you're pulling some names out.
Well, the Blues, yeah. It's other teams. I'm not as good as I used to be.
Yeah, real quick, before we do go, I'll do this, mentioning your guys' Twitter friendship. Soccer. You guys got a little bit of soccer. Who's the soccer fan?
Yeah, we found out Steven and I are Liverpool fans. Yeah. So, yeah, we can talk about that real quick. Jeremy, you're on point for being a fucking great host.
I'm up to 4.5.
I should probably call myself
What'd
a Uber.
What'd you give the half point for?
I can't remember what
it was. That the thing I suggested?
I think it was.
So real quick, how long have you been a Liverpool fan? How did you get into that?
So I've been passively a Liverpool fan for a long time. I've been more into it in the Klopp era.
Okay, sure.
I had a friend who loved soccer. He loved Steven Gerrard a lot.
So
I kind of got into that. And then they were kind of my team. I love the Beatles too, which is a hack answer. But
no, not at all.
So that's part of it too.
So not a Quincy Jones fan. I don't know if you've heard that.
Yeah, heard about that. Yeah. And then definitely since the Klopp era, and especially this past year, I've just gotten more and more and more into it. So.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, he's fantastic.
I'm listening to the Anfield Rap podcast, which is delightful. Because they find the best ways
to listen to that one?
I am not listening to any Liverpool based podcast.
They find the best ways to swear.
Yeah, soccer fans are the best. The absolute best.
And they're foreign, right?
Accent. Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with the swear word if it's foreign,
because
it sounds amazing.
Yeah, it sounds great.
They opened. So Liverpool a couple of weeks ago lost to the worst team in the league, had no business losing to them after they beat the best team in the league. I know how to pick them for sure. He opened this podcast by saying, like, literally the first words out of his mouth were, "Liverpool were an absolute shower of bastards." This is one that nothing was.
Foreign people are awesome.
And so I've just been saying shower of bastards.
Those people.
Nonstop.
I'm going to be very American. Like those people are awesome.
I think, like, cunt is, like, the worst word. When a British person sounds like cunt. Cunt says it, I'm like,
I know.
I'm like, fucking cunt. I'm like, yeah, it sounds the same.
Yeah.
The inflection, the emphasis, none of it's the same as us.
So how did you
get so, My cousins have been big soccer players all their lives. Mm-hmm. They played for Vianney Soccer all the way up until senior year of varsity. And then one of my cousins played NCAA Division II soccer. And that cousin has always been a Liverpool fan. So he was always, like, at family functions, like, talking about Liverpool this, Liverpool that. And about a decade ago, I was, like, at work and, like, bored at my cubicle farm.
Mm-hmm.
And just looking on ESPN, like, they got these soccer scores on. I'm like, well, maybe if I got into a soccer team, maybe I would like have something to kill like the afternoon because they always seem to play their Champions League games in the afternoon.
That's a very good idea.
And right around when I started thinking about this, calling back to earlier in our episode, Bill Simmons came out with a article about picking his EPL team. Mm-hmm. And he went through all 20. You still find it on the internet. Guys, I research every once in a while. He went through every team, all 20 of them, in the EPL that season and gave a reason on why to root for them and why not.
Mm-hmm.
He actually didn't have Liverpool first. He had them second. Mm-hmm. But he referenced the miracle at Istanbul. He referenced Steven Gerrard. He compared Steven Gerrard to like the David Ortiz of... Mm-hmm. And it's like...
This is our fucking city.
It's our fucking city, yeah. And so, like, he had a link to You'll Never Walk Alone, and I played it on YouTube. Cool. I'm just like, this is...
You were in.
It felt like home.
They were tugging on your heartstrings.
They were tugging on the heartstrings, and I've been on board ever since, so... And
this is not me making fun of you two, but we are going to have to sign off after this because there is a significant amount of our listeners that are like, fucking soccer.
One last soccer point. They should bring relegation to the States.
That's the best thing ever.
There's too much money.
No, I get
you
why
the Coyotes and the Sabres down to the AHL and bring out the Phantoms and the Monarchs.
I have my not to toot my own horn.
I know it wouldn't work, but that'd be delightful.
That's a toot my own horn. Toot toot. Mm-hmm. But I got my MBA at St. Louis University, and I did a whole proposal about that for college basketball. Actually, was where I came up with it.
I gave you a bell for tooting your horn.
Yeah, so college basketball, I did like a whole thing about how, in the example of like North Carolina, there's like 60 colleges, and how cool would it be if like some like Lindenwood here could play for the right to be in like the Big 12, and I like did statistical analysis for it and shit.
Mm.
The fucking Greek guy who ran the class thought it was the greatest thing in the world. He's a Chelsea fan, so fuck that guy.
Of course the Greek guy did.
Yeah, but no, he was cool, though. He actually knew...
That's awesome.
He knew the guy. He was trying to do a sports management program for SLU. I think he got eventually successful with it. But he had Magic Johnson's agent Skype into our class. We were, like, asking... We had a Q&A of Magic Johnson's agent.
Nothing but HIV questions for that.
It was during the NBA lockout.
How many women really?
Yeah. It was during the NBA lockout, and him and me got into a little mini debate about will there ever be retraction in any of the four professional sports? And that was, in the NBA.
That's a big one. That would be tough.
And he was right. He just said the TV money is just too lucrative. These owners don't care. And the NHL is different, but the NBA doesn't give a shit when 12,000 people show up because they're getting...
Yeah, we got to wrap this up. But the reason there'll be no retraction is because teams can just go to a different city.
Yeah.
And that's it. I appreciate you guys coming on.
You're the first
really, really deep sports dive, and we're big-time sports fans, so it was nice, refreshing change. I hope it didn't alienate anybody with all this damn hockey talk. I think even if they weren't into the deep dive into the Blues hockey, I think we rebounded with the great trivia content. So I appreciate it. And so from these four guys, there's still no cups here, but Tom, take us out of here.
Hey, let's go Blues!
That's 4 inches by the rule.
Man, well, that's a lot of drinks.
I don't know what that means in recording terminology.